Things are about to get considerably noisier at One Atlanta Art Gallery. Artist Dana Haugard opens No Here More Than Here, a sound and sculptural installation at the Mint Gallery, and we visited him in his studio for this preview. For artist Dana Haugard, this is what sculpture sounds like. So what's going on here? We're in Haugard's studio at the Atlanta Contemporary Arts Center. It's a white cinder block basement with exposed beams and pipes. It feels very industrial, and in a way, his artwork fits right in.
I guess we can turn it on.
Yeah.
So I've got
the sculpture itself is a big metal tray covered by about an inch of water. It's about the size of two ping pong tables pushed side by side. In the middle, there's a row of mirrors all angled down so that when you look at them straight on, you see yourself reflected in the water. This is the focus of Haugard's show, No Here More Than Here. It's pretty neat looking, but then he shows me what it does.
And underneath the pan are these transducers.
And those convert audio signals into vibrations.
Yeah, so in the installation, connected to the large kind of sculptural object will be several microphones that are going to be hooked into the system. And so
he walks over to a work table covered in mixers and amplifiers and wires. He picks up a microphone and flips a switch. The table makes a metallic rumble.
Oh, yeah, it's alive. So these microphones will be around the room, and you can engage with them and speak into them, and your vocal patterns will then be, I guess, expressed on the surface of the water. So as I speak into this microphone, the entire reflection pool is vibrating. Yeah. And if I were to actually just kind of make some noise and then mess with the levels a bit.
As Dana hums, ripples form in the water. Not just splashing waves, but a pattern of waves that seem to stand still.
Imagine, you know, like ripples when you drop a stone into it, but they kind of hang in the same spot.
The science going on here is that Haugard is creating cymatics, which are basically a way to see sound waves. But this isn't purely a science experiment.
You can create standing wave patterns on the surface of the water, which will abstract and distort your reflection.
And this is why the mirrors are there, hovering just above the water. Haugard says he's looking forward to seeing how people interact with the work.
And there's a sense of agency to it. You have some power in the situation, but it's also playful. You know, you can play with it, you can yell into it, you can sing into it, you can just talk, you can tell it something that you don't want anybody else to know, and it will just react directly based on that interaction. So yeah, I'm hoping to kind of get enough microphones, enough people interacting with it at a time so they can all layer upon each other and hopefully create some kind of interesting patterns and interactions visibly and physically.
As an artist, can you talk about what questions you were asking yourself that led to building this huge table covered with water with the transducers attached to it?
Yeah, I guess I think a lot about presence. And kind of what it feels like to be in a place physically and emotionally and thoughtfully. And so I guess the questions I ask myself is, what makes me feel present? I'm a lot of people, myself included, like have my phone out way too much and it bothers me. How much I look at it sometimes, and there's all kinds of screens and stimulation out in this world that's meant to take us kind of out and beyond kind of where we are. It's really important to me to remember that I am a physical thing in this place, that we are here together doing something real is, I think, just a very beautiful and important thing to remember.
On the surface of the table, under the water, there is a pattern of mirrored concentric circles. It could actually take you a minute to find yourself in the work through the layers of reflections and distortions, and that's no accident.
I was just trying to think of other ways to be kind of aware of yourself. And logically, reflections are how we do that every day, either by the mirror in the bathroom or the store window when you walk by. You check yourself out just to make sure you're all put together still. And so by kind of presenting a situation where you could walk by and check yourself out and make sure you're put together and have it respond to you with a completely unput-together image unexpectedly, mm-hmm. I thought that would be an interesting kind of experiment, if nothing else. You know what you look like, and when that's not presented to you, it's jarring.
And Haugard hopes that he can use that moment of disorientation to get into your head a little bit.
In that moment where you're startled, you take in as much information as possible to decide whether or not it's dangerous. You can sneak in some kind of art thought in there too, and kind of some thought that might help you reevaluate yourself a little bit. I'll take advantage of it.
Dana Haugard's No Here, More Than Here opens at the Mint Gallery Friday, October 2nd, and is on view through November 22nd. For WABE, I'm Mike Johns.